720 WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio in for Nick DiGilio, 2 until 5 a.m. today. And you know, as much as I love Lower Wacker. You know, I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to let the cat out of the, hey, this is a direct route to the station bag. But the tonight, the bag bit back just a little bit because, you know, and I kind of like the way that they do the road work in, well, for me, it doesn't work, but I get it for, you know, the majority. Vast 99% of the population that's resting comfortably in their beds. To do the work in the middle of the night is good because, you know, it's out of the way. It's out of the traffic patterns for most people. But for me, leaving and coming where they kind of just shut down lanes for certain periods of time, it was a little bit difficult. And today was timed kind of close, figuring that there wouldn't be a lot of people out on the roadways, but there was a certain amount of people wearing reflective vests, and and they had road horses blocking the way, so I had to figure some stuff out. But we're here. We made it. Dino, you're in studio as well.
Yep. I did. Took the detours. I followed around. I went down to 18th Street, crossed over, came back up, got off at Madison, and then ended up at Lower Wacker eventually, and made my way in. So here I am.
I think maybe, just to keep things interesting, I mean, maybe down the road as life becomes a little more mundane for people where they're looking for those extra thrills for your traffic thrill seeker, maybe the traffic reporter will have a new kind of a new role, you know, where it's like, it's going to be tough today. Let's see if you can do it. Maybe like a Tom Skilling would expand into traffic.
Yeah, that could happen, of course.
And, how would Tom Skilling do traffic? Well, like for competitive traffic.
Well, of course, right now, as you come down, you make your way into the Jade Burn Interchange, you can't get through going east of that, and everything gets screwed up.
No, he would always say that, like, this is the worst traffic, or this is the worst interchange since the big interchange problem of 1947 or something.
Right, and if I went into my four-dimensional forecast, I'd be able to tell you how which way to go, and maybe... Maybe what they could do is give you point totals or something. If you achieved a certain route, you get X amount of points without any issues. I don't know.
So little Jimmy from out of Naperville.
Yeah, pretty much. I was coming from Aurora. So that's home of Tom Skilling at one point, I believe.
But, are you serious? No, yeah. What does, when you have a news and broadcasting icon in a city that isn't, you know, a major city, if you're Philadelphia, hey, you're throwing a statue of Sylvester Stallone up at the museum. But if you're a town like Naperville, and I know that they are as progressive, and it's a pretty great town. I mean, for a town that's, like, you know, far out there.
It's a great suburb if you're, you know, out in that area. I mean, I've been in and out of Naperville a couple different times, so I have no complaints.
So if you're a George Pradel type, right? Or maybe
exactly.
his successors. How do you honor? How do you accurately and honor way, like how do you like create some kind of shrine to Tom Skilling?
Well, it wouldn't really be in Naperville; it would be in Aurora because that's where he's from.
Oh,
but it's close enough.
So it's like those borders have been happy.
You know, the City of Lights, they'll find a way. There's plenty of things out there. They could put a statue of Tom up pretty much anywhere they wanted to. Right down on the Fox River would be a good spot. Right downtown.
Okay. Would it be an interactive statue with a button that you push for it's a sunny day.
It would be awesome if it had his fork. You know, he could just go right into one of his forecasts right when you push the button. They could find out a little bit more about the man himself.
Well, Dean, you said forecast, and we're going to be doing that. I think as we all kind of look towards that next year, we kind of try to figure out what it's going to be like. 2016 just around the bend, and we're going to look at kind of some of the things that are coming up, some of the trends. We're going to have Robert Haynes-Peterson from AskMen.com is going to talk about some of the products that we're going to be looking forward to in 2016, so that will be good. We're going to talk a little bit of hot sauce, too. We've got some hot sauce stuff coming up, some craft beer.
Sure.
These are things that go well. Protest. You know it is Chicago, and we're going to have a protest or two. And Sean was cool enough to find a guest for us because I always wonder, you know, and we've talked about it with other hosts on the station, of course, just, you know, at home around whatever table, the dinner table, the breakfast table, the, you know, whatever kind of table you happen to be sitting at. Like, how does it happen? Like, how do you organize all of these protests? And you think, well, it's got to be difficult. Well, Sean found somebody. It was a student that actually, I think they accidentally started a protest, and now it's going to act. So maybe it's easier
than you think, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. So we'll be doing that. We'll talk a little Rahm Emanuel there. Plus, it wouldn't be a Nick DiGilio show if we didn't talk some movies.
Right.
So we're going to talk movies, and then we're also going to talk some of the most either popular movies of 2015, the most pirated movies of 2015, or is that the same thing?
Well, I mean, if it's probably
no, it's pirating. You know,
the, pirating the 15th ranked movie or the 100th ranked movie of the year.
There's no money in that.
Yeah, there's nothing in that, and it was amazing. You know, going, I did a little research on that earlier today. How many times these movies have been downloaded? It boggles my mind how many times people have already seen the movies that have been out.
People love movies.
Yeah, they sure do.
It's just that people love movies. These are your guarantees. I didn't know movies were that much of a guarantee, but people love movies. People also love gambling. It always works. You can throw a casino up anywhere.
Sure.
And someone's going to show up there. And so now that in sports, sports is also very popular. Mm-hmm. You can throw a professional sports team, and unless it's I don't know what's a team that's, you know, I don't want to say the White Sox, so I'm not going to do it. But you know, it doesn't always work. But usually, especially if it's the NFL, it is big. And when it comes up to guaranteed dollars in gambling, it looks as though FanDuel, it looks as though
DraftKings.
I mean, these are things that have kind of in a very, very fast period of time really kind of embedded themselves into our sports experience, where they are on, there is a, I think, a DraftKings lounge on the side of Wrigley Field.
Yeah, you know, they've gotten, they've partnered with, you know, a couple of different sports organizations, or the leagues themselves, you know, they do all kinds of advertising, and some, I think, believe some of the franchises actually have money involved, like they've invested money in DraftKings. So, I mean, for the amount of money they're bringing in, you know, from a dollar perspective, I mean, it makes sense because of the exposure they're going to get. But where it goes from here remains to be seen with, you know, Lisa Madigan, you know, coming up with a ruling saying that, you know, that's really illegal, and it's, you know, they're going to work towards some kind of a solution. I think that's what we're going to eventually get to later on in the show.
Yeah, later on in the show, we're going to, and even not that much later on, but we are going to kind of examine those things. Here in Illinois, they are trying to figure out, number one, if it's gambling. I think we agree it kind of is.
Yeah, I think
But whether it falls into that loophole, whether it takes skill, then I guess there's an exception that it isn't just, you know, snake eyes, and you just, you know, I'm spinning a big wheel, or right, there's a blinking light, yeah, you know, with a picture of John Stamos Full House slot machine.
Exactly. I mean, you really can't just blindly pick players and, you know, out of a draw of a hat and, you know, expect that to work to make $1 million.
You know, I think there is both a chimp and then also an octopus that has successfully picked, like, I don't know how many, like, World Series and Super Bowl winners.
Well, that's true. And a baby crawling to one side of the couch as opposed to the other. Right. Sure.
So here's the thing that they did that was either very smart on theirs. I mean, I guess that's just what makes it a debate, is they have, like, immediately, you just wonder the amount of money it takes to be, to have a logo on the side of some of your favorite stadiums, to have your NFL pregame show brought to you by. I mean, this isn't.
Well, and not only that, all the commercials. You remember right at the beginning of the football season, you couldn't turn a channel on without seeing a DraftKings commercial. It was amazing the amount of ads that they blew through in the beginning of the season, so it was, yep, it was something else.
Well, you see the amount of money that's necessary not only to be a part of some of those broadcasts, but also that just is, I think, a testament to the amount of money that they're making, and that is at stake. We'll talk about it in your thoughts, 2312-981-7200. Your thoughts on your favorite movies of 2015. Nick DiGilio, listeners, you know you want to talk about that. Also, some of the things you'd like to see happen in 2016, and then your thoughts on the gambling thing. Dino, you actually do it. Sean, you've got some thoughts as well. It's Dane Neal in for Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. WGN, it is Daniel in for Nick DiGilio in the Allstate Showcase studio until 5 a.m. And DraftKings, FanDuel, I mean, there's got to be those are kind of like your two main players in the team photo. But you think if something works, you know, just as there is a Caesar's Palace, there's also a, you know, a Ho-Chunk like Sundance Casino in Tupelo, Mississippi, you know, or something like that. Right. So, Dino, you're a guy that has actually participated in.
Right.
Like you enjoy, you know, you're partaking in, as they say, sure, in the business, the fixins here. So what is it? I mean, as a lifelong sports fan, does it enhance your sports? Is it something that you're kind of getting dragged in because everybody else is doing it? Is it peer pressure?
No, it's none of that for me. I you know, I have a couple of friends of mine that did it, and they, you know, told me about it, and
it's like, and so I thought I'd try
drugs. I thought I would give it a shot. No, I mean, I actually knew all about it. I just, And I play fantasy football every year. I've been in, you know, three or four leagues this year, and I, you know, the season just concluded, and I've been doing one of them for 25 years. One of the ones that just concluded this week, I've been involved in that since the late 80s. So it's been, but you know, obviously not to the point of this where you're daily, you're playing every day or playing, you know, like NFL football on Sunday. You can play any number of games. There's all kinds of stuff out there to play, whether it's head to head, whether it's within, you know, you can win $1 million if you have the highest point total.
So they factored in, just as they say, you know, as far as the sports book in Vegas, you can bet on almost anything. You know, sure. You bet on, you know, how many times the coin turns over in the coin toss.
Well, right. It's like, just like in the Super Bowl, they have those prop bets. Who wins the coin flip? Who scores first? I mean, there's bets for just about everything you can think under the sun in Vegas.
So when you've been doing kind of fantasy football for the longest time, was it ever or was it always, you know, income motivated? I mean, would you have been doing it anyway?
I would have been doing it. The leagues that I've been in, it's not, there's not a lot of money involved. I mean, it's more for the sake of
the love of the game.
Yeah, well, it's just so you can say I'm number one. You know, you tell your friends. I mean, the one that I've been in for 25 years, a couple of the guys have been in it with me since the beginning. We've picked up new people along the way. But for us to say, yeah, I won, I mean, that to me,
it was a bragging rights.
It was all more of a pride thing, right? Yeah, I'm better than you are.
The opportunity to rib your friends.
Sure. And, be like, hey. And then they get you when you have a terrible season. It all goes together.
And then, of course, Dino, there's the hardware. So either it's the large bling rings.
The fake ring you get for worth 30 cents.
Or the championship belt.
Well, sure. We don't have a belt.
The crown one, and scepter.
The one league I actually got some kind of a flag or something. I don't remember what that was all about, but it says champion on it.
You're so. Like, I don't remember what it was about, yet it proudly hangs over the mantle.
Sure. No, I have it hung up in a prominent spot so people can see it. But now I'm not the champion of that league anymore, so I have to take it down.
So I have to. Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
so on the arguments are there in 312-981-7200. If people you know, want to call in or text in with their thoughts, if they've participated or if they've got kind of a viewpoint on it, but the two camps come down on either that it's gambling because you're spending money predicting an outcome and hoping for some return.
Right.
Just as you would with your lottery numbers. I'm thinking it's going to be 143, 47 with a Powerball of 8.
And your life has changed for the rest of your existence, just like that.
Well, that would be nice.
No.
Unless you're happy with your life, then don't change it. Don't change a thing. So you've got those people that say, like, this is gambling and that's what it is. And then on the other side, and this is the loophole, I guess, that certainly the people from DraftKings are looking at, FanDuel, mm-hmm. and then all of those people on the receiving end of some of those advertising dollars are hoping this doesn't...
Well, sure, they don't want that to go away. That's a cash cow, and it's been that way since they came up with it.
So. Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of people benefiting, just in the normal business. I mean, but I guess if it was drugs, it's like Brad is the best drug salesman, brought to you by Brad, you know. So I understand if it's illegal, you can't do it, but the people are saying that it takes a certain amount of skill in order to participate, and that is the loophole, that it isn't gambling if you're not gambling, if you're just making decisions based on educated choices.
Well, I think that's a big part of it. I mean, I couldn't go into it, I know it because I've been doing it for a long time, and I don't sit there and study every. I don't have ways of.
For those people at WGNRadio.com, you can actually see into the studio, and you can see that Dino is wearing one of those green visors, and he has like the little armband here, and he's wearing
Sure, exactly. Not place your bets, but anyway, there's some people that they take it to another level with statistics, and they're able to generate outcomes based on formulas. I don't have that kind of time. I mean, I know the league because I watch it. I read some things now and then.
You're there.
I don't spend, because I'm sure there are professionals out there and that's been the rub. A lot of people say, well, you know, these people, that's all they do. And there are many, many people that just do this for a living as their job.
You hit on it. And if we're here in Chicago, as we've benefited from, you know, the quote unquote, like the money ball you know, philosophy on the baseball side. It is all about education. You're not just randomly picking players that, that are shiny, you know, or sparkle or have a good kind of a scouting report. Like, you know, and success can be, and we've seen a little bit of that, right? Mm-hmm. Some of these players and some of these trades. So I think you can make a case that, yes, these, and the people who do it, you know, you would, they would think, hey, I'm making decisions based on information. It isn't random.
Right. It's not just go in there, pick, you know, you pick eight or nine players and that's it. Then you start, then you just watch and wait for the results. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that they're studying trends just like in any other field. I mean, they're looking to see where these guys have done, you know, week in and week out.
Right.
And then they make an educated decision based on that. But at the same time, you're still wagering money to do this. I mean, you're putting money in an, you know, you're putting money in an account and you're betting, you know, I bet $1, $2. You can go as low as $1. As much as, you know, you know, there's limits, obviously, on the higher
end. So a gambling plan to fit anyone's budget.
Well, sure. And I'm in a shoestring, so it's like, you know, I just do it for the, you know, more for the, just the fun of it on a Sunday, looking and going, well, I'm doing okay, and maybe, you know,
yeah,
maybe I'll get a few bucks back.
It's entertainment. Like, so, Sean, have you had any kind of interaction? I know here at the station, like, these stories have been kind of going back and forth, so maybe even some listener feedback, but what do you think? Which one would you be?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there.
Ah, there he is.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, to me, it's very similar to having an Ameritrade account. Would I do?
Well, I think it might be in a little bit of a...
Especially from the baseball standpoint, which is the sport that I pay more attention to. Rather than football, when guys on a daily basis, you know,
yeah, I don't do
a player, pick up a player.
Yeah, I think I'm more of a football guy only because baseball is, it's much more involved. It's a longer season, and you could do it every day then. I mean, I only do it during football season because it's, you know, 1 day or 2 days, well, now 3 days a week, but it's all wrapped up into 1 week.
Yeah.
Well, here, and Sean, you hit on a big part of it because what about this is any different than the stock market?
Yeah.
And the answer is, at least in my opinion, and on the surface,
not much,
right? You're saying this is a company that has had this amount of tracker. They've got this, these certain key players, right, that make good decisions, you know, and are able to do things that make the company slash team successful. And so they're going to succeed in whatever way their business happens to measure success, whether it's wins or whether it's, you know, corporate projections. I think it's, I mean, that's always been kind of hypocritical, at least in my opinion, is that the stock market is just big gambling. You know, it's just gambling with companies, right?
You're just
predicting things. And stockbrokers will be the first people to tell you as they charge you that fee for making decisions for that. It, you know, that they're educated. These are educated decisions made, you know, based on their experience and expertise. And so, of course, I think that. That's your argument right there. Sean, you hit on it. I mean, if I'm in court and I'm the FanDuel people, like, let's take the stock market.
Hey, right. Are you going to go ahead and rule against them and not have people, you know, making trades on the market? I mean,
well,
I don't think so.
And that's what makes me think, and we talked about it a little bit. I can't remember if it was during crosstalk, if it was off the air before the crosstalk, or off the air after the crosstalk, but whether there were some bigger forces at play here. We have always heard, as far as the NFL goes, that, you know, of course they'll say we don't care about betting. We don't even know what people are doing.
I tell you what, if they didn't have betting in football, no one would be watching. You might be watching your local team for an hour or two, and then that would be the click. The TV would go off. That's just my own personal opinion. I mean, I don't know. I mean, without that factoring in,
well, that's what they're saying. So maybe it is Vegas. All the sports betting that isn't happening in Vegas because of that, because of these things. And maybe it's like it's either big gambling or some of those interests getting involved, saying, hey, there's a lot of money out there. It's our money, not yours. So we want to get involved. So we'll see how it all plays out. We'll talk about it a little bit after the break. And, of course, your thoughts, too. 312-981-7200. It is Dane Neal in for Nick DiGilio until 5 on 720 WGN. And we are back, 720 WGN. Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio for Nick DiGilio until 5 a.m. Dino Tiberi to my right. He is a participant of FanDuel and.
DraftKings.
Oh, just not, there's FanDuel. An allegiance right. Okay, I'm
They're leaning one way or the other. Yeah, not FanDuel, but just one.
So 312-981-7200 if you have thoughts on that throughout the course of the program. Now, this is something that we've all, whether we participated in, whether we cheered one side or the other, whether we saw one go by in front of the Allstate Showcase studio while we were on the air, as I did, or if we saw it on the news, right? These are things that are happening with a greater frequency here in Chicago, as there's so much turmoil going on related to the police department, the mayor's office, the attorney, and you wonder how the protests are organized. You know, how does this happen? You know, is there one central person or some sort of touchstone individual that's an inspiration for this? And sometimes it happens in inadvertent ways.
True.
Right?
And right now I haven't heard of anything sort of a blueprint for protests, but seems like that. The guests we're going to have on coming up has got a little more insight on it than we do. So.
Yeah, well, and I don't know. You know, things can happen in accidental ways and still have either a nice, interesting kind of way to look back at what we're doing or to affect some change. And on the line with us, she's going to school out of New York now. She's a Whitney Young graduate, and she is an entertainer by trade. And, of course, this has added some entertainment, and our good friends over at DNA Info covered it as well. It is Rachel Brown. Rachel, welcome to WGN.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Rachel, it started out as kind of a joke, and I think that there was a threat involved. You said that if Rahm doesn't resign, you were going to cancel 2016. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm still going to cancel 2016 if he doesn't resign. I'll do it. I'll figure it out.
Now, at what point you said it initially started as a joke, at what point did you tell people, hey, I was only kidding, or did it get too big before you and they said, let's just go with this?
So this is like the second time this has happened. So this time I actually consciously made the decision to make it into like an actual protest with like my own. I, like, decided to, like, make it into an actual protest. And so I messaged, like, one of the leaders, Rosemary Vega, and just told her, you know, like, hey, like, after the shootings of, like, you know, the two people on the south side, or west side, Bonnie Jones and Quintonio de Greer, that, you know, like, we can't, like, I already had the event, so we may as well make it into a real protest just because, like, this isn't, like, this needs to come to an end.
I get it. So there's some real reasons behind the situation. I don't remember if other protests had consequences, if there was, you know, especially something as significant as canceling 2016. We would like someone to resign would have been the consequence, I guess, or else there'll be more protests. So did anybody come back and ask you how you would go about canceling 2016?
Yeah, somebody asked. I just edited a photo of like a text box on like, you know, like your computer. And it was like, are you sure you want to cancel 2016? And then it has like the little box where you click yes.
Well, okay,
and
so
that was the only option.
So people can decide to do that here. And this is it's a think tank, right? So of course we appreciate you joining us, but here's the way that you do it. And you just follow in the footsteps of those I guess elevator makers throughout time that have canceled out the 13th floor, right? So you just say like, we're just going straight to 2017, take that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing. You know, like we're just gonna be stuck in 2015 when the ball drops. I'm gonna be like, well, guess it's the same year.
Not a happy new year. It's gonna be the happy same year.
Well, even though you were joking and you've had a background in entertainment and theater and comedy and things like that, were you surprised at how serious people took it? Especially some of those people had been involved in some of, I don't want to say the actual protests, but some of the more actual protests.
Yeah. So the first time this happened was actually a couple of weeks ago. when I was still in New York, and it was an event called Rahm Emanuel's and Anita Alvarez's resignation party. And I had just, you know, it was actually just a joke because, you know, I was just in my dorm room in New York. Like, I obviously wasn't planning on starting a protest in Chicago. But someone messaged me, David Beltran, a musician in Chicago, and was like, where is that happening? And I was like, oh, I'm not in Chicago, so I don't really know.
Right in my dorm room in New York.
Yeah, I was, like, sleeping. I was like, I don't, like, know what to tell you. So I messaged, like, posted in, like, the event. I was like, if anyone, like, wants to make this a reality, like, just let me know. And, you know, people got back to me. So, like, we started, you know, like, a group chat. And those are actually the same people that I'm still working with on this next event. That's happening on Thursday.
So there is something happening on Thursday, and this is one of the things that I had wanted. And for those people texting in that they're doubting whether this is this isn't like a comedy bit, you know. Although Rachel, you have done some comedy, right? This is one of those things you just put kind of an inadvertent comment out on Facebook, and then people responded. I get it. It's kind of late, and it's even later. Are you in New York now? Are you home for Christmas, or are you home for the holidays?
I'm home for the holidays. So I actually was at Rahm Emanuel's house for that protest earlier, where I got to meet the people that I've been, you know, talking with and organizing these like events with in person, which was pretty cool.
Now, were they trying to? Did they say like, hey, regardless of how you get pulled into something, you know, something like this, a movement, you know, if it resonates with you, did they say like, this is what you got to do? Or I mean, are you seeing more of the serious side of some of the ways that these situations operate?
Yeah. I mean, like, obviously, like, it started out as a joke, but I'm not taking it as a joke, because it's not, you know, it's not a joke. It's people's lives are at stake here. But I mean, it's interesting seeing, you know, like, the real, like, leadership qualities of, you know, some of the young, the youth in Chicago, like Lamon Record and Jamal Green, two of the activists that I've been working with. You know, they're the same age as me, and, you know, I'm using comedy as, like, where I'm coming from. They're coming from, you know, like, a very serious place where it's, like, they've, you know, this is, like, their lives, and this is, like, the change that they need to, like, live their lives in the way that they want.
Well, Rachel, before we let you go, and I understand, like, this... It, but you know, they see it as so many people involved in the situation, regardless of what side you come down on. Like, they see it as serious. What is interesting is you're able to bring some more attention to it, right, by having that comedy element and bringing a little bit of interest into it, so that I guess the message can get shared. But I still think it's pretty serious in general. But think about it. Let's talk about really quick before we let you go. You know, Thursday, what is it that you're doing? What can people do to either keep up with it or get involved? And how's that going to play out?
So I'm going to just be down at the protest with the other organizers, just leading the rest. I won't personally be leading, because I don't even, like, I'm not that kind of person. But, you know, I'm just going to be there. The way people can get involved is coming down to City Hall. If they can't come down to City Hall, just sharing the event, telling people they know to make it down to City Hall. It's just getting, like, the most people that we can in support of the movement.
Okay. All right. If people want to catch up with you or keep up with you on Facebook and kind of share their thoughts on all of this, do you want to give out some of the ways people can connect with you?
Yeah. Like, if you could, like, find me on Facebook, probably. Twitter, I don't know. I don't really want people to keep in touch with me. I'm just trying to live my life.
All right.
Started a firestorm and backing off.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Well, thanks, Rachel. Thanks for sort of waking up and joining us a little bit on WGN and talking about it. It's interesting, right, to be in the middle of what is a very volatile situation, especially if by accident. So, Rachel, get back to sleep, and thanks for being on WGN.
Thank you so much. Have a nice
good night,
morning.
Okay. See. Well, I don't know how I feel about all that. So I mean, I know that she. Yeah, I think that. Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. So we're all making, you know, a lot of times on Facebook, you know, people are just making comments here and there. They don't often turn into like an actual protest. So that's one of the things that I think is a little bit interesting. But it seems as though some of the message is a little bit lost. But I don't know. I think anyway, I guess if whatever the.
It'll Take Me Home by Phil Collins right now.
Going all the way back. Post-Genesis.
1985.
Yeah. 720 WGN. It is Daniel in for Nick DiGilio in the Allstate Showcase studio until 5 a.m. And for those fans of Nick, Nick usually doesn't, and Bob had mentioned our one of the top engineers this side of the Pecos River had mentioned typically he does it up on the seventh floor, but we're here in the Showcase studio, so a little bit different.
Well, you know what? We've been in here half dozen times now, and I'm getting a little acclimated to being down here on this floor and it's looking nice. Outside. It's always, you know, I like this studio a lot.
Off the air, we were sharing some of the things we're looking forward to in 2016, and we're going to get to that. We'll get to this one right now. As Bob had mentioned, Cuba, right? That the possibility, besides all of the, you know, the political oppression and the strife and the challenges and, you know, an entire country being held hostage by a genocidal dictator. You know, all of that stuff. We get that. The Cuba side, these things are looking up, right, for Cuba because, you know, we're going to get down there with our all-American sensibilities, a couple bucks, and we're going to, you know, help take the Cuban people, which they have done a lot of different. I mean, the education, everybody gets a free education, health care. So they've addressed some of the things in a communist way, right? You know, plus they've got some great weather. But some of the things that that Bob and I talked about, and I think you overheard it too, is that well, they're going to have like cigars will be available, which is great.
Right.
Those are incredible. If you've ever been on vacation in a faraway place and you've enjoyed a Cuban cigar, if that is the kind of thing you enjoy, it's really good. You
know, yeah, they are really good. And, you know, having the access to that, that's a pretty good perk right
Plantains
there.
Or something, when they're done right, a Cuban sandwich is awesome. And there's so many other things on the cuisine side for Cuba. That's great. I like old cars, right?
Yep, who doesn't?
Somebody out there.
Well, somebody might, but 312-981-7200.
You hate old cars. Give us a call.
And then 57 Chevy stinks. I don't want to see it anymore.
They're probably not really cool old cars. Maybe right. Maybe just old.
Yeah.
But Cuban ladies. Bob had mentioned. I said that I had no recollection. I can't see myself being against. Just in general, you know, in principle. Cuban ladies, I don't know that
I can't imagine there'd be any reason to be against it.
I've had no interaction with them that I'm aware of, that I know of. No, I'm just kidding. Well, here's people that have made the list of, as we look back to 2015, we're going to get to some of the people that we've loved and that we've lost, right?
Sure.
But also some people who have been recognized for things that I guess would be considered negative. We probably wouldn't want to trade places with them, be in their shoes for how their 2015 went. And so the good folks over, and maybe some not good folks, who cares, the folks over at GQ Magazine came up with their worst people of 2015.
Oh, here we go. This ought to be good. Where's Donald Trump on this list?
Well, it stopped.
One? All right, it's over.
No, I'm kidding. You carry around probably until February or March, you carry around that People's Sexiest Man Alive issue, right?
Oh, yeah. And I have it in my car, right? You know, I'm going to put it in there as soon as I get my hands on it.
I'm like, right, Dino, why? And you say, well, because there's so many people that are listed that are like, you know, 1 through 50, right? There's a bunch of other people in there. You got to get to those articles.
Exactly.
Well, Chico has done something, and I think that's positive, right? There's people there that you can appreciate that you weren't necessarily aware of. But GQ has done the worst people 2015 GQ. So I'm going to run through some of these, and some of them make sense. Some of them are kind of like, really? You must know this person and not like them. So Martin Shkreli. Now, this is a guy. He was the CEO who took an AIDS-related drug, and he jacked up the cost by 5,000%, then capped off his year by buying the only known copy of the new Wu-Tang Clan album for, not Wu-Tang Clan, that would be the seafood restaurant, $2 million at auction. And so this is that guy, right? And then he ended up getting arrested.
He got arrested, of course. What a great way to finish the year out after, you know, nothing but controversy for this guy.
Yeah, so some karma coming back to him. This is one I don't understand. It's a guy that has had his struggles. He has also had his triumphs. You know, he has been a successful athlete. I mean, if any of us could get to the point where we're a first round draft pick in the NFL, I think we could call it at least a successful.
I'm sure, at least up to that point.
Up to that point, right? Johnny Manziel.
Well, he's had his struggles.
Is he the worst?
Well, I don't know if I would say the worst, but his career so far has not been what they would say is being, you know, straight and narrow. He's had his troubles. He's already gone through a rehab stint, and then it turned out he had a couple of other incidents that were caught on film, and so
it's just bad decision making.
Yeah, it's just not. Whoever's in his camp really needs to get him straightened out because he's. I mean, well, now he's on the field again. Here's the thing: he gets in trouble, then he gets on the field and he's playing again. And yeah, I don't know. I don't get the guy, really, to be honest with you.
Strictly from a football standpoint, he's a talented guy, obviously a Heisman Trophy winner, but he kind of fits in that mold of he's just not big enough to stay fast enough to play at the NFL level. But your thoughts, Dino, can he be... Cause you look at a Doug Flutie, he was able to, like, you know, use his wits to actually have a decent pro football career. Can Manziel do that?
Well, I think the tough situation for Manziel was he came into an organization that's had nothing but bad choices in Cleveland.
So you're saying he's MVP if he's on the Patriots?
Well, you know what? I think if he was on a different team that had more around him, more talent around him, he'd be in a better situation. But, you know, he has to go in there, you know, trial by fire. And, of course, it was a disaster. And now this year, he's had his legal issues, and you know he went into the rehab thing as I mentioned before, and then he's been in a couple different times. He got benched, he was demoted to third string, and then the first two guys, one guy got hurt, and the other guy was bad, so they put him back in. So now he's playing again, and he's doing okay, I guess, on the field to keep him competitive. I mean, the games the last couple of Cleveland have had have been close, but long term, I don't know. I just see him self-destructing. That's just my own personal opinion. I really hope he doesn't do that, but I really think he's going to join the list of Cleveland Brown draft picks, you know, like Tim Couch and some of the others that were, you know, number one draft picks that just never panned out.
Never panned out. That's the Cleveland story.
Yeah.
It just never panned out, even as a team. Well, things are panning out in an interesting way here in Chicago, and as we've mentioned in the studio here, the protests just don't stop. Been going on for weeks. Bob was making sure, he was hoping, right, that it isn't going to disrupt our taste of Chicago in the summer with the protests. But Rahm Emanuel makes the list. I mean, as a politician you shouldn't be nationally prominent, even though you're the mayor of one of America's greatest cities. Things should just be trucking along, right? They're not.
And you're right. The stuff that's happened here in the city has gone to a national level. And, unfortunately, it's on Rahm's watch. I mean, you know, we've had other mayors that have had other issues in the past. You know, nothing seemingly like this that we've run into lately. So, I mean, for him to be recognized in that list, that really says some things about how things have been going here lately.
Well, some people make kind of being one of the worst people of 2015 or 14
like
or 13.
A trophy?
Well, no, they just make the best of it. That's kind of their deal, right?
Yeah.
They're just like, we're the bad guy. You know, Darth Vader, that just works for him. So Floyd Mayweather is number 25, and we're going to get to more of these on the other side of the break. And if you have somebody you'd want to nominate, we can insert them in at like a 24 and a half or something. 312-981-7200. You can either call or you can text in for it as well. And I think everybody who calls or texts in with something, because Knicks fans are such movie fans, are going to get entered to win two passes to Classic Cinemas Theater near them or far away from them if you want to travel and enjoy yourself. Before we go to break, Floyd Mayweather Jr., he's the guy that you definitely want to see him lose, but you know that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, but even if the guy loses, he's made so much money. I mean, he's just so arrogant. I mean, that to me, I don't know, just... You're a great boxer. You've had a great career. But,
they say there's a couple things that, who's they, right? I don't know. The saying,
gods. The naysayers?
No, if it's not bragging if you can if you can back it up.
Right.
And he does it. But and I think a lot of the ticket sales that he has are people thinking, look, this is going to beat him. This guy's going to beat him. And they never
just don't.
He's too smart. You know, he wouldn't be fighting him if they had a chance. That's
a good point.
All right, 7:20. Yeah, well, it's Dane in for Nick DiGilio right here in the Allstate Showcase studio until 5. More on the worst people of 2015. You can add your, not yourself, unless you want to, 312-981-7200. Dane Neal, 7:20, WGN. WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase studio until 5, in for Nick DiGilio, and to my right, riding shotgun, Dino Tiberi in studio, along with, and we may get his thoughts on things, if any, I know for some sports stuff that we're going to talk about, or maybe some hot stove league that we may be channeling, because you are the direct conduit to the one and only Harry Carey.
Well, that's true. Might have to bring him in and talk a little Cub baseball.
That's right.
That's so starting to morph into him right now.
You know, but also, you know, one of the close relatives, whether they've done the genetic testing or not, of Harry Carey was also Tom Skilling. And you talked about earlier in the program, for those people who missed it, or maybe have fallen asleep, that the, you know, that he should maybe get into kind of competitive traffic broadcasting.
Well, of course, if you get involved in it, there's a lot of things you can look at. There's, you know, forecast maps. There's a lot of information that's distributed out to the people here at WGN, and I think it'd be important if we could figure it out and make the traffic a little easier for the people driving out there every day.
Two things about both of those individuals, the ones that are with us still, and the ones that are with us in the nether region, right, is they are beloved, right? Tom Skilling, everyone loves Tom Skilling.
Who doesn't? He's the greatest. I'm telling you, I don't listen to any other weather besides him.
Just because
there's
you
no
love
point.
Him. You feel bad. You feel like you're cheating on Tom Skilling.
Exactly right.
We had Andy Avalos in studio one day, and I felt, I wanted to apologize. I called Tom Skilling. I sent him a card. I said, I'm sorry. It's me. It wasn't you, and it wasn't my decision. That's the difference. But here we've got a list of the worst people of 2015, 312-981-7200. People can call in, and they can text in with their suggestions. We've got some on the list. We're going to get to those. We'll also get to yours. And everybody who participates, whether it's by text or by call, will be entered to win a Classic Cinemas day out. You get two tickets to any one of the theaters, the York, the Lake, the Tivoli.
Tivoli, the classic theater in Downers Grove, yep.
Yep. So the first one came in from a text that was the first Donald Trump one that came through. And that is, you know, that's kind of, everybody can agree that some people are just kind of either bad or not great. But Donald Trump's got lots of fans, but also lots of detractors.
Yeah.
So 773 said Trump. For the worst people, Rita Crundwell, 815, yeah, definitely, as far as like a local politician that turns, you know, whatever it is, your new splash park for your town into like a stable for herself. So over there in Dixon, Illinois. And then we had one other one. We've got a couple more, and we'll get to those texts as well. But we have some people on the phone. We've got, looks like it's going to be Reed from Palatine. Reed, who would you put on the list besides me?
Well, I didn't know that women were allowed because I thought it was GQ. I thought men only. I'll stick with a man, though, and I got to say Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, okay. he had a rough year.
He may actually make the list, but where would you put him? If, as far as like a top 25, would you put him up towards number one or two,
no,
or would you put him down near the bottom?
Middle, like 15.
15.
Yeah, right, because, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this is it. But yes,
50 women coming out.
I agree. And what you think about it, and we saw that with Jared from Subway, people whose public persona is one thing, and then it's like, whoa, really? And Bill Cosby, I don't think that they're, from an entertainment standpoint, that's as big a fall from where you were thought of to where you are now. Wow.
Yeah, I grew up listening to his comedy when I was a little girl at, you know, the Giant Chicken Heart Day in New Jersey and just all that stuff.
Oh, and, complete 180 with them. Unreal.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he screwed up.
So just Bill Cosby. Anyone else you want to add while we got you on the line?
Well, if you're throwing in women, Hillary Clinton, she could fall off the face of the earth, and I would live happily ever after.
Well, there it is.
There you go. Okay.
Happy New Year.
So Hillary Clinton's on the list, too. Any special reason other than you don't agree with her politics, or was it the email?
A big whole ball of wax. She's a
the whole package, huh?
To women. Yeah, the whole big package.
Gotcha. All right. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for weighing in, and we're gonna enter you in for the Classic Cinemas tickets, too. Thanks, Reed.
Okay.
All right, thanks. And then we've got Lori. Lori, welcome to WGN. Who's going to enter and join the others on that list?
I think Joe Genowitz, the cop from Illinois.
Okay. Joe Glinowitz, I think, right, from Fox Lake?
Yes.
And what would be the reason? I mean, I know the reasons that are out there in the news, but if you have something different, if you want to share, or is it just for
just
all of them?
All this stuff on the news and all the things that keep coming out about him, I think he's just a scumbag.
Okay. Well, duly noted. Anyone else you want to add to the list before we let you go?
No, that's about it.
All right. Thanks, Lori. Thanks for joining the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so surprised a little bit that Hillary Clinton made the list. I mean, I understand you not agree with the politics, but, you know, we've got, you know.
Okay, but what else is there?
But then again, Johnny Manziel's on the list. All he's done is just be publicly intoxicated.
That's true.
So we've got Josh from Villa Park. Josh, the list is for worst people of 2015. Do you have somebody to add?
Yeah, Jared from Subway. I know you just mentioned it, but, yeah, I don't like him.
No, I mean, now here's one of the things, Josh, is I didn't ever wonder if he was into child pornography. I didn't wonder that, but I always wondered what it was other than, you know, the picture with the big pants he had to offer, because they put him on so many commercials and all he was just a guy that lost some weight.
You know, it's amazing what he said. He started and ended his career going into smaller pants, you know?
That's terrible. All right, thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
He'll
buddy.
Be appearing all week at Zany's, apparently.
That's pretty funny.
While he's in his car.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh, from Villa Park. And it is true, but you know, here's the interesting thing about Jared is that he had said that his success actually led to him having more problems and like getting in trouble with this. I guess because, you know, once you're Jared Fogle, you know, he had access to more money or more people or more whatever, and then he'd use it in a...
More pressure, apparently, just to, whatever it is, that led him to wherever he went to was...
Getting into small,
yeah,
smaller
I just...
It's terrible, but also kind of funny, right? In a sad, you know,
true,
kind of respecting
true.
And acknowledging the victim sort of way. 312-981-7200, if you want to add your thought for the worst people of 2015, GQ put a list together, and I'm glad that that Reed brought it up from Palatine. Is there's women on this too, so you can nominate. It isn't just the worst men, it's the worst people.
People, right?
Yeah, it just happens to be in GQ. So this is one I don't understand. Meghan Trainor. Now Meghan Trainor, she's the one that's I think
all
she's,
about the bass.
It's all about the bass,
right? What's not to like there? That song's a catchy tune.
Yeah.
Is something else that I'm missing? I don't know. I don't know that much about her, so.
I guess whoever put this list together was annoyed by her music. Sean, do you have any thoughts on Meghan Trainor? I mean, she shouldn't be the worst person.
I like her.
Yeah.
I mean, like her music.
Yeah.
I approve of it for my daughter.
So maybe it's just secretly, you know, too addictive, right?
Maybe she was annoying this year.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Because we talked about the Frozen soundtrack.
Yeah.
I am convinced that there is like backwards masking, subliminal, buy these toys.
Messages, right. Yeah.
Right. Memorize this song, 2 year old. And I don't know.
Do you think maybe she's overexposed? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I've only heard a couple of her songs.
No.
They seem to be good enough songs for me to listen to.
Well,
so.
She made the list. So
are you guys shocked that more than half of this list is either sports or politics?
No.
Well, yeah. Well, I am a little, Sean, and now that you mention it, I'm surprised that people are putting sports in that, because Floyd Mayweather, and I'm one of the bigger Manny Pacquiao fans, so I've wanted Floyd Mayweather to lose and do badly a lot. That's part of his appeal, right, is that I'll pay the $50 to watch him.
If this is the event where he goes
down,
right.
I'd like to see him silenced, but you got to give it to him.
He just keeps winning.
I mean, if we did a Chicago version of this list, Derrick Rose and Jay Cutler would probably be in the top five.
As worst people. It seems so hard.
And that's crazy. For what, really?
Right. You've got people that killed people. You've got people that, you know, committed some serious crimes, that, you know, molested people. And then you've also got Meghan Trainor.
And, you know, and Rose and Cutler, the two of them just have not reached the lofty goals that everyone in Chicago put him up to.
Yeah, what about the kid that just, they just captured him in Mexico? U.S. Marshals, he was running with his mom for like a week?
He has affluenza? That they're rich and so they don't, like, rules don't apply to them. We're going to get to that. I've got that story.
That's, okay.
You know, anytime there's a manhunt, we're going to want to cover that.
We're going to want to be on that one, right.
So the other one, the next one is Hulk Hogan.
The Hulkster.
I mean, the Hulk Hogan? Well, I get it, because he had some issues with some phone calls that were taped. I thought that was Dog the Bounty Hunter. They're interchangeable to me. Except I don't think Dog the Bounty Hunter is saying that that Hulkamania is running wild. So as long as they're
tearing his shirt off.
Yeah, you know. I don't think there's that. But either way, yeah, so some issues there. Kicked out of the WWE. I know he left his wife. That's never a positive thing. A lot of people see that as not great.
Running wild on your brother.
Right. Yeah. He's the one that ended up missing out on the George Foreman grill. Remember I brought that up?
Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
Yep. So we're going to get to some of these extra ones on this list of the 2015 worst people. Some will surprise you. Some will not surprise you. You can also add, you just had another text in from the 219 for Jared Fogle. Right.
He's going to be popular on that list based on what happened.
312-981-7200. You can add your thoughts, add your people, add your worst people, have some local angles too to that list. Everybody that either texts in or calls in is going to be entered to win a Classic Cinemas 2 tickets to go see the movie that they want to, or one that they don't want to.
Sure. Yep. Bring a kid along. Why not?
Until 5 a.m., it is Dane Neal in for Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. WGN, Dane Neal in for Nick DiGilio in the Allstate Showcase studio. Dino Tiberi to my right, and we are going through some of the worst people of 2015. Now, some of this is according to GQ magazine, and so some of the, you know, Meghan Trainor, I don't know, that doesn't make a ton of sense. I actually value the opinions of our great listeners here on WGN who have brought up Jared Fogle. We've had quite a few submissions for Jared Fogle. Rita Cromwell from Dixon. I don't know how you steal $50+ million from a town that small, but she did it, right? I guess when you're in charge, how's the bank account looking? Good.
Good. And amen. We got $50 million in the bank. Don't worry about it. All our troubles are over.
Then also ISIS gets a shout out with Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi from the 815.
Spelled backward as terrorist.
Spelled backward, yeah, bad guy. And so that's understandable. You definitely understand. That's some, like, world-class worst person.
Yeah, they get in a category all their own, really.
A little bit surprised, and we talked about it. Sean had mentioned, too, a lot of politicians, and then also a lot of athletes, right? I'm surprised. Kurt Schilling, really? Why do you hate Kurt Schilling, Dino?
Well, he had, as many other athletes do, he had a few things to say that were controversial, and they ended up having to pull him off the air. So, I mean, some of these guys, when they get a mic in front of them, myself included, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, sometimes when you're on a forum like that, when you're on a national stage, you really have to watch where you go. And
stick to the sport, you know. Yeah, Elvis, in one of the press conferences, they said they were asking about the Vietnam War. There was an Elvis, it was followed by an Elvis autopsy episode, but before that, it was Elvis and his career, and then what happened?
I don't know nothing about Vietnam, man.
He's like, I'm just an entertainer. That's all he said, and so Kurt Schilling should just say, like, I just play, I mean, you can share your own opinion, obviously. Sure. Everybody's got one, they should share it.
Right.
But it never ends well, because,
no, you know,
regardless of what it is, because certain amount of people are,
You got to be careful. I mean, everybody's scrutinizing everything you say, and especially as we've mentioned a couple of different times, there's so much, you know, social media, it just blows up.
And here's a little bit of advice for anybody out there, too, is for Kurt Schilling. Anytime you go Hitler or Nazi,
you
can't go back from that.
Yeah, that's really not the direction you want to go in. I mean, we should be going forward, not backward.
But if anybody suggests, you know, Hitler as well, we'll understand. Even this many years later, still one of the worst people of 2015.
True. He would have made the list in the 1940s. There's no question about that.
312. Yes. GQ is doing their list. 312-91-7200. You can add yours as well. We'll fit them into the list of worst people, and you'll be entered to win two tickets, Classic Cinemas Theater near you. I don't know if there's one out in Elgin. There may be, or there should be. We'll talk to those people. They should build one. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. We're doing good. So are you going to add an extra person or just pile on to one of the existing residents of the list?
I think I'm going to add a couple. And if Nick was in, he'd probably agree with me on one of them. I'm going to go, first of all, with Shia LaBeouf or LeBeau, however you say it.
Shia LaBeouf. I think Warner Saunders might have said it like that, but that sounds pretty good.
David, he would correct you if he wasn't asleep across three chairs in a theater now.
Yeah, watching his own movies over and over again.
Yeah, he probably would, or he's asking people to sit there and log on to watch him watch his movies.
Oh, good Lord.
With a bag over his head.
I mean,
flexing his muscles.
The crazy thing, Dave, is that we're aware of it.
Yeah, you know, we know it.
If I decide to do that, then I would be alone with the bag over my head in a theater. But somehow, I think we're feeding into it, right? We follow him.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, I loved him as an actor, and you know, in a lot of his movies, he all the way back to Holes. And I don't know what flipped his lid, but it definitely flipped. Hopefully he flips back.
David's like, I loved him as an actor. I like him a little bit less, but still okay as a crazy guy.
Exactly.
Right. And then I had one more for the list, if I could.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Mr. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber? Okay.
You're not a believer?
Not a believer.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, some of his music's okay. My daughters like his music. He just, his arrogance and his disregard for any kind of authority back in the year, you know, is just outrageous and sending a total wrong message to all these younger kids that looked up to him.
Well, Sean brought it up. Is, you know, it's the company that you keep, and of course you've got your own role models. Everybody does that. Sean mentioned he hangs out with Floyd Mayweather too much. Maybe that's adding to some of the issues.
Well, you're guilt by association there. I mean, if you're Floyd's in your camp, maybe that'd be
that's
a good
right.
thing for you.
Yep, I agree.
Well, he's definitely on the money team. See here, thanks for calling, David. Before we let you go, like, how much do you build in, or do you give any kind of leeway to just to age, right? To that, this is just a person who really, you know, they were thrown, you know, into the public spotlight, millions of dollars. You're a teenager. Like, do you get a little bit of leeway? Because it's, you know, he's done some really stupid things. I don't know. There's
right.
any like really terrible things. But do you give him any slack because he's young?
A little bit of slack, but, you know, that's the millennials. We're right back to the millennials.
All things back to them.
But, yeah, but, you know, age and money, that shouldn't. I mean, it's like this kid with his mom in the affluenza. They were too rich to teach him right from wrong. I mean, if you're rich, you should be able to afford pay somebody to teach you right from wrong.
Well, there's certain reasons
you're not going to do it.
Well, Dave, and we're going to get to that story a little bit later on in the program, but fill the listeners in on that whole affluenza thing. I guess they were on the run, and they finally apprehended them.
Yeah, they caught them in somewhere in South America. They were on the run, I guess, for 2 weeks because he missed his probation appointment or something.
Just the words probation and appointment mean like maybe you should show up for that. Not because, but because maybe it would be not as bad as being on the run in South
right.
America.
It can't look good now that you're running around, you know, running away from the probationary here.
Right. Not to mention it's a court ordered thing.
Right.
Now, what did he do? I know that the perception was that he doesn't know what right from wrong because he's rich.
Well,
but what did he do?
He was involved in a DUI auto accident that killed four people.
Oh, well, then that's serious. We shouldn't be laughing about that.
Yeah, so he jumped on his probation officer, and now they want, because he's obviously an adult now, over 18 or 18, they want to bring him back and charge him as an adult and have him serve out the remainder of his sentence in a prison.
Well, that's, wow.
All right. Well, no, but thanks for filling us in, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. I've got that story in the pile, and I think maybe he's going to be added to the list as well. I mean, if we can have Megan Trainor in there, certainly you can have somebody.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
Yeah, me neither.
It doesn't make...
It's like putting Celine Dion on there.
Now, that makes sense. No, I'm kidding. She's just too enthusiastic with her hand motions. All right, thanks, Dave. Thanks so much for joining in the program.
All right, guys. You guys have a good morning. Happy New Year.
Thanks, you too.
All right, thanks, Dave. And then let's go to some of the things here. We've got Leia is going to be coming on in just 1 second, but we'll add quite a few texters in. See if I can reach down for these. Yeah, of course, you have the ISIS people, the Jim Bob Duggar, the 19 kids.
Oh, that whole fiasco.
How did they get on TV? That's
Well, you have 20-some kids. That's how it starts. And then sooner or later, one, as the Osmond said many years ago, Dane, one bad apple will spoil a whole bunch in this case.
And then from the 630, Don Spirit. And if he's anyway related to the Spirit Airline folks, well, maybe, but I find it difficult to believe that.
Don Spirit.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's Don Spirit. Either way, we do have Leia on, all the way from Sterling, home of Brian Garza. Leia, welcome to WGN.
No, this is Claudia.
Oh. Oh, do you go by Leia?
Sterling.
Okay.
No, right. It's Claudia.
Okay, Claudia.
And I said Josh Duggar should be added to the list.
Yeah. I mean, I can't disagree with that. So that's right?
And from beloved to hated.
Yeah.
That quickly.
Yeah, and you know what they've got, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you're familiar, Claudia, with the program, do they have two of the sisters now have their own reality show?
It just started. I just saw an episode part of
Jill
it.
Jill and Jessa.
And so what is the kind of the perception of that? Because I think the other show was like, geez, we have such a giant family, and then all the crazy hijinks that ensue from just a house filled with people. And so is this one just all about how they're kind of coping and moving on?
Jill and Derek have a son, and they live in South America, and they're doing missionary work. And then Jessa and Ben just had a boy, I think, like in November, and they're still around here. Around Arkansas.
Still in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds good. Thanks for – we're going to enter you to Win Classic Cinemas. Sterling, I don't think there's one necessarily that far, but you can take a trip
Up
a little closer and get out there to see a movie. Appreciate you adding into the program.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Claudia. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Claudia. So what we're going to do is I think we're going to take a quick break. It is it's 3:44, and we're going to get back to our list of the worst people. Someone else had suggested from the 708, the girl that falsely accused Pastor Kane, and why don't we know her name? So let's get our signs, our protest signs. Let's protest that. That makes a little bit of sense. Dino is to my right. Sean is in the booth. It's Daniel in for Nick DiGilio until 5 on 720 WGN. No, we're going to send it just right to Esmeralda. All right. It's time for the weather with Esmeralda Leon.
Actually, you have the weather there, Dane.
Let's see. This is great. I mean, as far as... Yeah, I don't get to do this. We did talk about Tom Skilling. I'm looking...
If you don't know, I can do it.
Well, no, I want to try to do it. I mean, this is my first opportunity to do some weather. Well, at least in maybe about a year. So we're going to send it to break. And then I'm going to come back with the weather. Stay tuned for that, 720 WGN.
And add Weatherman to the list of skills for a day nail right there.
I don't think so. I think you could add Tom Skilling, party of one relieved. Completely fine. Yeah, 720 WGN, Daniel in for Nick DiGilio until 5, to my right, Dino Tiberi in. We are going through some of the, at least according to GQ Magazine, the worst people of 2015. So as we look back, These are people that either they jumped out. Now, I wonder if, you know, just as, you know, we talked with some of the callers, we talked with Dave about, Justin Bieber was one of the people that he had suggested. Right. Maybe you give a little leeway because they're young, right? They're just making kind of bad mistakes or just they're kind of like dumb mistakes. But everything's in a fishbowl now. I mean, whatever you do.
You know what, though? I get the age thing to a point. As you know, as a caller, I believe it was David said, that, you know, to a point, you're going to surround yourself with people that are going to get you going in the right direction. And it just doesn't seem like, in a lot of cases, the support system for these actors or athletes or whoever they may be have the people's best interests at heart. They just kind of, you know, they don't really push them in the right direction when it comes to certain decisions.
Right. That's what you got. But you wonder if some of those people out there that have just been consistently bad for many, many years, you know, they're just kind of, just doing it and doing it and doing it wrong the whole time. Are they off the list because everyone's just like, yeah, they're bad, but they weren't, like, specifically bad in 2015?
Well, they may have dropped off if they haven't done anything to keep them in the public spotlight. I mean, you know, this year we find out, some of the people have been on those lists in the past, maybe a Charlie Sheen, you know, maybe he reappears after some of the things that went on, you know, and you don't know.
You never know. 312-981-7200. You can call in and add your own person to the worst list. And anybody who does that, you can also text in. Lots of texters. Everything from Jared Fogle, the subway guy, to the leader of ISIS, right? You have all of those things. People add in their thoughts, and you can do that. 312-981-7200. Everybody who enters in or participates is going to be entered to win a Classic Cinemas two-pack. Not Tupac. Of course, you could see Tupac's documentary if they make it. Maybe he'll show up as a hologram. You never know. But and you can participate in that way. Add a person to the list. Scott Walker is number 13 on this list. And for those people who aren't aware, he fits into the either athlete or politician. He's the governor of
Wisconsin.
You know, he seems so completely boring and mild-mannered. Now, I knew a Tommy Thompson, who was like generally like a beloved figure in Wisconsin, well-liked, went on to be, you know, Secretary of Health and Human Services. Great guy. I've had him on the program, had him on the station here.
He was a quality individual.
He's just a guy's guy, and he's out there. You know, he's helping with farmers in Wisconsin, so staying active. But Scott Walker's just kind of boring. But when you go to Wisconsin and you talk to people, and I'm there in the summertime on a weekly basis, they have opinions.
It's not very positive.
And they do not like him.
I see things posted on Facebook quite a bit about Walker, and the response is not good.
Yeah, you wonder. All right. Well, you can add 312-981-7200, your thoughts to it. We're going to talk right now. We've got Barb from Lincolnwood. Barb, welcome to WGN.
Hi, how are you? What I was thinking about is the woman who drove three times into a crowd of people in Las Vegas with her baby.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
And killed 27 people, something like that, and then hurt, twice as many badly.
I mean, that is, you know, and when they got a chance to talk with her, because people had wondered whether it was something health related, like maybe she either blacked out or she was, you know, had some kind of
something with her medication
interaction or an overdose or maybe some kind of mechanical thing with the car. It seemed like that wasn't the case. She had had a bad day. And then, as you know, I guess snapped would be, and I'm doing the air quotes, the way to describe it. And she was just going to take it out on the people on the street. That was absolutely terrible, because you know what? We can all see ourselves not doing that. We can all see ourselves just walking on a sidewalk in a place, a tourist place, and have this happen.
Just minding your own business, and all of a sudden a car comes at you and runs you over. That's just crazy.
And you can't do anything. You're not under your control at all.
Nope.
And for her to do it three times, I mean, that took a lot of motivation. Yeah.
I mean, it's a miracle that more people weren't. Lots of people were hurt, for sure, but more people weren't killed. I think one person ended up, or did more people die? Do you know offhand, Barbara?
I think it was maybe 14. I thought it was a multiple, you know, two-digit number.
Look into that. Yeah, I don't know the count on that one.
I know
myself.
Quite a few were critically hurt, too.
Oh, it's just terrible. I don't know what you do, because it's one of those one-off. I mean, obviously, you've got to, you know, get her some help and throw the book at her, and you know, she's got a kid. It's just sad all around. The whole thing is sad, but just I guess a blessing in some ways that more people weren't killed, because a lot of people could have been killed by that.
Right. Those streets are so crowded. You know,
Megan Trainor has never done anything like that that I'm aware of.
Right.
So, Barbara, thanks so much. We're going to enter you in. Now, do you live near any of the classic cinemas?
Yes, I do.
Which one is it? Would you like to share your classic cinemas experience?
Well, I don't remember the list, but when you said them, I mean, I live in Lincolnwood, which is, you know, north of Chicago, right next to
You're probably not too far away from, you're probably a short drive from one of those half-hour drive distances, some of those. I don't know, one in Downers Grove isn't too far from you there.
Yep.
That's true.
All right. Well, enjoy, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Glad to have you on the program, and we have added her to the list, and thanks so much for being on WGN.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Barbara. Going all the way out to Barrington, from Lincolnwood to Barrington. Steve, welcome to the show. Who's your new list person?
Hey, good morning. I'd like to put him at the top or bottom of the list, whichever's the worst, this guy Van Dyke.
Oh.
Supposedly the guy who's out protecting us and our city, well, your city, is going around shooting kids or just walking away. I mean, what's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who would agree with you on that.
And he's got the kahunas to go in there and plead innocent or not guilty when they have him on video. I mean, he should have just bite the bullet and take a plea or something, or, you know, I doubt they'd give him a light plea bargain, but this guy's got to go.
Yeah. And well, you know what? That's just part of the legal process, is that regardless, I think, I don't know if John Wayne Gacy probably said he was not guilty, too, even though they found like 30 people under his house. So I think it's just the way that it goes. I agree. I think that the video is pretty.
He's got a good lawyer is what it is. Yeah.
Pretty conclusive. We'll see how it all plays out, but we'll definitely add him to the list, Steve. Anything else going on out there in Barrington? Very quiet right now.
Driving my limo, picking up the people.
Attaboy. Okay. You're the one that's got to get them to the airport so they can wait for a delayed flight for 2 days.
In the last 2 days, I had a couple of people on their way, and they get their emails that their flights are canceled.
Oh, man. Then you got to turn. What do? You turn around and bring them back home.
No, I'm all scheduled. All my rights are scheduled. So most of them just go to the airport and try and book another flight, but I don't think they realized how extensive it was the last couple of days.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Now, Steve, you don't charge people $100 for a carry-on bag into the limo, do you?
I charge $500.
Oh, $500. They're getting off easy then.
Like Spirit Airlines.
If they want to smoke, it's $300.
Okay, you really got to want it. But at least it's available, right, Steve?
Yeah.
All right. If I need a limo ride, I know where I'm calling.
Thanks, Steve. Drive safely.
I got free air in the car, though.
That's nice.
Terrific.
Just breathe it in. Thanks, Steve. Have a great rest of your morning. Yeah.
Happy holidays.
All right, you too. You too. You know, I got to thank somebody that. WGN, it is Dane Neal in for Nick DiGilio until 5 a.m. Allstate Showcase Studio, Michigan Avenue. It's seasonably cold. Dino is to my right, and it's really cool sitting in for Nick. Nick has great listeners. They're excited about everything. Excited about, you know, the worst list of 2015, and we're excited about that. And 312-981-7200, you can add in your thoughts, either text them or you can call in, as so many people have done. Everybody who participates and either adds an extra worst person or even a best person.
Sure,
Esmeralda is the lone member of the best.
Positive club,
of
right.
The best list. Of,
she's number one.
Yeah, right. That's exactly. I've got my Esmeralda Leon phone
fan
finger
club, right.
Going right now. And you can do that, 312-981-7200. But here's the thing. It's like, Dino, you have a connection, a family connection to the Nick DiGilio show.
Well, you know what? I've been listening to Nick for a long time, and years ago, my uncle, who is the...
If you act like you're unmasking, well, you know, there's Alfred the butler, right?
Yeah, it's like the movie Clue, one thing
Wayne
at a time.
Wayne Manor.
Well, you know what? As many loyal listeners to Nick's show will know, he had a listener that would call in on Friday and Saturday nights, and his name was Larry from Aurora, and that actually was my uncle. My uncle Larry.
Was his name really Larry?
Yeah, Lawrence is his real name, and so he went
Was he really in Aurora?
Yeah, he lived in Aurora most of his life, so Yeah, my uncle, you know, so I feel like a, you know, I have a connection to this show, especially in that way. And when you, you know, you offered me the opportunity to sit in with you tonight on Nick's show, I felt like another connection with my uncle, because he was a integral part with shows with Nick in the past, as his listeners will tell you. He used to call in every Friday and Saturday. Whenever Nick really was on, he would call, and he would tip me off sometimes and let me know he was going to call in. And so I would be out someplace, and I would be driving home, and sure enough, there's my uncle talking to Nick about many different subjects from and many stories he used to share with everyone on the air. So.
Now, is your uncle still with us?
No, he passed away a couple of years ago. He had some cancer issues, and he ended up passing away, and Nick did a tremendous tribute show to him, you know, after he passed. And in fact, I was sharing some of the clips with my dad not too long ago, so just to kind of revisit it. My uncle was a great guy. He was a little bit crazy, like we all are at certain points of our life. But you know, like I say, he really loved Nick's show, and I feel privileged just to be, you know, able to sit in on it.
Nice. So Larry from Aurora. So like, what would a typical Larry from Aurora call be like?
Oh, well, it just depended. I mean, he would call. He was so loyal to Nick. He would call other shows, or he would call management and complain when Nick wasn't on the air.
Nice.
There was just so
we all need a Larry from Aurora.
Exactly. And so it was one of those guys that just, you know, he would bring up stories, whether they were true or not. You know, I don't know about all of them, but he had a couple of particular ones that Nick enjoyed, and I know he played the tributes the week after he had passed. So, like I said, I took him to the he did a movie show at the Bruin View at the Vic Theater. It was a double feature. I'm trying to think. Beetlejuice was one of the movies, and there was another one. I forget the other movie, but you know, my uncle was like a cult figure. I mean, they all gave him like a standing ovation, and it was something else. And you know, he really enjoyed this show, and you know, he's probably looking down today going, you know, why did they let you on there? But,
that's awesome.
You know, but I do. I really feel a kinship with his audience, and I really enjoy listening to Nick. He's, you know, he's on late, but, you know, if you can stay up, and like many of his listeners do.
He's on late, but it's worth the wait.
Absolutely. That is exactly
right. We're going to have, like, Esmeralda, I'm sure that there's room somewhere on the list for another participant on the good side. So we're going to add in a ceremonial honor, we're going to add Larry from Aurora to that list. So Esmeralda and Larry from Aurora on the good list for tonight's show.
I can share.
All right. You've got good company, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so back to the bad list, as we always are.
We were there. We were in the good for just a minute.
No, but that is an awesome story. 312-981-7200 to definitely add your thoughts to, like, who should be on the worst list for 2015. You can add your favorite movie, and you can also add your good list, or you can add even your thoughts of Larry from Aurora if you're a longtime listener and want to add that as well. But here's another one that this one makes sense to me in kind of a weird way. Either he's like a nefarious sports mastermind of evil, or he just is kind of sometimes, as these scandals go flying by and then hit him, he seems sort of bewildered. But Roger Goodell, you know, NFL commissioner Roger Goodell, and maybe it's just the timing. This is just a tough time to be the commissioner of the NFL, where you've got cameras everywhere. You've got like a Ray Rice punching his girlfriend in the face, and then Deflategate, and then you've got the concussion issue where you've got so many players.
And that movie's just coming out now, so
yeah,
it's going to be something. Will Smith's starring in that one.
So as people, sports fans, you know, myself, and of course, you know, we've seen, you know, your Paul Tagliabues and your Pete Rozelles. Would they have handled these situations anywhere or any differently, or is this just a bad time to be the commissioner of the league?
Yeah, I think, again, you know, and I hate to keep harping on the same thing, with social media being the way it is, those two commissioners really didn't have to go through it like Goodell does. I mean, something happens now and a decision comes down, it's a firestorm and everybody's got an opinion. You know, but when Rozelle was back in the day, I mean, he'd make a decision and there'd be some grumbling, but it wouldn't be the backlash and protests that you have today, and where it's all brought out the light with video and audio and other things. And I think Goodell, when he makes a decision, you know, being it's an unpopular one, and a lot of times, That's just the nature of the job. I mean, you're going to have that going on, and how he handles it going forward is really going to, when he's finally finished being the commissioner, that's going to be his legacy, is how did those scandals really affect the way he made his decisions.
You wonder if it'll be, if it's, because it's kind of tough. There's almost no, I don't say there's no right or wrong answer, but as he's trying to find his way towards it, it's just...
He can't get out of his own way, it seems like, lately.
When he tries to bring the hammer down on some things, then other people look at, hey, well, this guy did that, and he only got that. And so it's not like the legal system where people are, you know, referencing so-and-so versus so-and-so back in wherever. Yep. This is just their arbitrary decisions that are based on not only what happens, but also based on public relations. You know, they're trying to do what won't make the public mad, but also do what kind of is necessary for the league. But then you've got the owners that want their players to be able to play. I mean, it's crazy.
It's a fine line that he walks because of that, and because it's such a multi-billion-dollar industry. You know, you really have to be careful with the image of it and protecting the image of it. But at the same time, you still have to police when there's things that go wrong. And right now, that's where he struggles. You know, with some of the decisions that he makes, because no matter how he answers it, he's going to have to answer to someone. And the owners really are the ones that in the long run are going to be the ones that are going to be involved in that.
Don't you guys think he's in a difficult spot? Because even though he's over the league, he's still the employee of the owners.
And no, Sean, that's an excellent point. And that's something that I don't think the general public realizes as much, is that he works for those owners. I mean, that's his job. And so he doesn't have kind of this autonomous ability to dispense justice, because he makes like 50 some million dollars a year. So, and he's not really allowed to say like, well, I would have done this, but these owners, here's what they wanted. He can't do that. He's got to fall on the sword every time.
Right. And I think, you know, a guy like Bud Selig in Major League Baseball, he was an owner, so he knew. And then he was appointed the commissioner, and they didn't want him to retire. They did not want him to go, because the owners knew they had a guy on their side. You know, and with Goodell, I mean, you know, the owners are in the same boat. They're trying to mold him so that, you know, they can better gain for themselves, because it's all about the money. I mean, as far as I can see,
it's tough. And then they try to take the, you know, some of the responsibility on reprimands and punishment, and then take it to a regular court and then lose.
Yeah, lose. It's like an automatic. Well, we're wasting our time and money on this one.
I think we all know, but whether you can prove it or not, when he could have just punished Tom Brady however he wanted, he didn't. I don't know that he had to allow it to go to a court situation. And everybody knows Tom Brady cheated. I mean, when your phone is like mysteriously smashed and then there's no text and the ball boy doesn't know what his name is anymore. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that story took on a life of its own. I mean, with the characters that were involved in it behind the scenes, and then, like, and you said, the phone records.
And then the courtroom drawing.
the courtroom
head
drawing.
Was tiny, like a hobbit
oh,
figure.
Oh, sure.
That
brought a lot of attention to the lady that actually made the drawing. Put her, gave her 50
minutes. She's selling signed versions.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, she was trying to profit from that too. Why not?
Who wouldn't? You got to get on the gravy train.
That's right.
You know, somebody who was for, you know, at least listeners, certainly for the Nick DiGiulio show, and certainly for the listeners, was Larry from Aurora. You know, and Larry from Aurora is actually in Nick's opening for his show every night. Said 815. So your uncle's immortalized in the open of the show. Right?
Yep.
And then 847, your uncle was a riot! Exclamation point. I love hearing his voice on one of Nick's intro into one of his bits. I think you know what intro I mean. It also shows Nick's heart and how sad he was when he died. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great legacy.
Absolutely. Well, he always would start, and he didn't do it initially, but he started doing it when he would call it. He'd go, hey, big guy. And then he would, you know, that would start his call. And then they would just go from there. So if it was something that was going on in Nick's show or something else, my uncle was always in tune. He was trying to call it and make his point. Sometimes Nick didn't know where it was going, and neither did I. But
well, Larry from Aurora is with us tonight in studio and alongside Esmeralda on the good list. As the only two residents. 312-981-7200 to add your thoughts on everything we're talking about tonight, and your people for the good list, the very small good list, and the very large and growing bad list for the worst people of 2015. It's Daniel in for Nick DiGiulio on 720 WGN. WGN, it is Daniel in the Allstate Showcase Studio in for Nick DiGiulio until 5, alongside the nephew of Larry from Aurora, Dino to Barry. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, who knew? You know, my uncle was a good, he was a good man, and, you know, it's just a shame that, you know, he's not here to on the planet, but he's looking down from above, probably laughing his head off right now.
Yeah, who would he add? You know your uncle. So who would Larry from Aurora add to this list?
He would, like, any number of former wrestlers he would have added, I know that.
Like a Moose Cholak?
Yeah, anybody.
A Kenny, the Sodbuster
J. Bruiser. You know, I used to, I can remember watching video, you know, and once in a while he would have it. He'd come over and we'd have wrestling on, you know, back in the day when it was in black and white and in the early days.
Was it the AWA?
He was a huge wrestling fanatic. I mean, he loved wrestling and, you know, a rumor had it he was a wrestler at some point. I'm not sure when that took place, but, there's a picture on, there's a Facebook page that somebody put out on, you know, through Nick's show that, had pictures. One of them was a wrestling cover with my uncle's picture on it.
In a singlet, kind of ready pose.
He had the pose ready, right? He looked like he could have been a bad apple back then. But yeah, that was my uncle, a good man.
Well, he would have been on the good list then, as he is now, along with Esmeralda. On the bad list, we've got a texter, and of course, you guys can all do that as well. 312-981-7200. 815 said the bad list. This is a couple. This is the first couple, I think, that we've had. Kim Kardashian and Kanye, that they should be on the bad list. I don't know what it is.
You're going to throw North on there, too? With their child?
They named it that?
Yeah, Northwest.
No, you're making that up.
I'm not.
Okay. All right, then. So I had the whole family.
Sure.
That's a big family, because yeah. You got all these extra Kardashians.
Oh, man, it's quite a show, that one.
Yeah, I don't know. As far as, like, Kim Kardashian, people come down on her, you know, that she's famous for no reason, and which, nah, I know that's entirely
true.
Right. She's got some naughty reasons why she's relatively well-known. But then also, too, is, like, people watch her show. I mean, if you're an inventor and you come up, of course, she didn't invent it, but she has an app that has her name on it, and people, like, download it, and I guess she makes $1 million every few seconds, and
she's been successful when it comes to that aspect of it, and fame and fortune.
Here's the thing, too, although she's not always, you know, laughing and cheerful, she's just many times more cheerful than Kanye. And so anything that can kind of offset the icy demeanor of a Kanye West, right? That's got to be good.
Yeah, Chicago's very own. It's just a shame that he's so bitter so often. It's
But if that's his thing, right? It's like Darth Vader. Right. If Darth Vader was just like, hey, buddy, come on down, let's have a beer. If he was that guy as opposed to, you know, consistently trying to blow up worlds with the Death Star, you'd lose your edge.
Yeah, I guess at least you know what you're dealing with when when Kanye's performing. He's got a snarl to him. He's a great performer in his own right, and you know, they're an interesting couple. There's no question about that.
The list here, and it's of course GQ's worst people of 2015. We're running through some of them, adding yours as well, and you can continue to do that. 312-981-7200. You can either text or call in. But there's a consistent theme, at least for a good portion of them. It's athletes, like Robert Griffin III. Really?
Well, in Washington, he's probably despised quite a bit because
they're not...
there was a lot of hype with him. But at the same time, you know, maybe he just needs a change of scenery. He gets off that list. He goes somewhere else and actually performs better. I don't know.
Maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars?
No, the Jacksonville's got a good quarterback. They don't need Griffin down there.
I mean, just there is just like a motivational force.
Maybe they could trade him. Well, if they're already past the trade deadline, they could send him to Indianapolis because they don't have any quarterbacks right now. They had to sign two of them today because the rest of them are all injured.
Well, can you? That's why they play the games.
That's right.
So at number 10 is a guy that fits into one of those categories is Jeb Bush. Now, Jeb, here.
Does he get that, though, just because of the Bush name? Or has he really just stepped himself up a couple notches just because of the way he's been performing during the debates and everything else?
I don't remember how he was. I know he was a prominent governor when he was governor of Florida, you know, because who knows who was the governor of South Dakota? Nobody knows that. So you knew he existed. And of course, he's had the relationship, obviously, with the family that's had a couple presidents in there. And so I am surprised. I'm just shocked at how completely just kind of unprepared he seems to be for this whole presidential run. I mean, at times he's kind of slightly annoyed that he's even there. And then at times he just seems like he's blindsided by
some of the things,
questions or things that happen. Right? I mean, I get it. It's a different level, and every time there's an election, it sort of changes. Where now it's, you know, multi-tiered, you know, platforms of debates, and you know, and here's the thing is, I think that Donald Trump, as he has probably with so many people, and he's of course a guy that has been on, he's been entered into the worst list, right?
Yep.
Although he does have a lot of fans, so I'm sure some people might put him on the on a good list there. Not along with Larry from Aurora, though.
Right? Of course,
there's nowhere near there. Is Donald Trump is in his head? You know, when and here's the thing is, when you're in a debate situation and your handlers have scripted a nice comeback for you against Donald Trump, and he doesn't play debate. He's like, well, my opponent, like Donald Trump, wants to do this with foreign policy. And instead of answering like, well, actually, no, you're wrong, I would do this with foreign policy. Instead, Donald Trump just says, you're just saying that because they told you to say that, because you're depressed, because you're a loser, because you only have 2%. I mean, it's like, what do you do?
Yeah, he doesn't play by. He's in a tough spot.
And then he just was like, you got me.
Yeah, he really knows right now his fate's sealed. I mean, you know, as crazy and as controversial as Trump's been, I mean, Jeb has not stepped up and put himself.
Former governor of New York, George Pataki, is bowing out. He's got a couple different reasons. One of the obvious one is nobody's following. You know, he doesn't have any support.
He has no support.
And
whatsoever.
Then once you have no support and no money, that's like just kind of a waste of time. So what is the thing? So Jeb should probably just get out before it gets.
Oh, anything. Right. I mean,
but what's a good reason? It can't just be nobody likes me. You have to like. You have to come up with a...
Well, 2% or whatever the number will dwindle down to may be the reason he has to get out, because if nobody's following him, he's just going to fall in line with everyone else.
We understand that's the real reason, but should he say, like, I want to spend more time with my family?
Well, there's going to be that, of course.
My mom's health issues.
Yeah, I've got some personal things I need to, with the family I have to address, and, you know, maybe I'll revisit this 4 years from now or whatever.
Okay.
You know, I think that's going to be a logical way out for him. You're right. I mean, he's going to find a reason. It's just, what is it going to be at this point?
And once you become president, it's not something that everybody should aspire to, that you're always going to have people that aren't going to like you. In fact, the 219 has the president on the list. So on our worst list is Barack Obama. So welcome to the list. So many other people for so many other different reasons, too. And then also, this one's the 630. That's the Ohio State University. Ben Affleck and the Nanny, and that was Gary from 630.
Oh boy, Ben Affleck and the Nanny. Yeah, that. Now are they back together again? I don't know. I'm not up on my Ben Affleck Jennifer Garner stories these days, but I think they're back together if I remember right.
The Nanny?
No.
I think they can just find a way to work with the Nanny, like work her in some of those like polygamous sister wives situations.
Oh, <boy. laughs>
Well, I mean, wouldn't that make...
Okay.
And then as some people have said, Jared Fogle in there, yes, obvious, definitely. Bill Cosby, you bet, for sure. Terrence Howard, I'm a little surprised. I guess he's punching people he's married to.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
So that's
never good.
He's in a hit TV show, and he has domestic issues away from the acting part. That's not a good thing for him.
Hillary Clinton, also from the listeners, 312-981-7200, to add your own thoughts. They brought up Hillary Clinton. So I was a little surprised by that. I'm like, why? And then the whole ball of wax was referenced. I'm like, well, okay. That makes sense, the entire ball of wax.
Yeah, I think, you know, her stuff with Benghazi was one thing, and then now it's just she's out there and on the Democratic side, and, you know, people... Just either they love her or they hate her. I mean, it's one of those things. There's no middle ground with her.
Before we go to the break and then come back, because we still have movies to get to, and we still have a couple more people on the list. Should she be painted with the broad brush of her husband? She's going to reference, you know, the good times, right, with the economy under Bill Clinton. But should she have to take? I doubt she was involved in a lot of the scandals, considering they were personal in nature.
We're talking almost how many years ago was that, though? That was 20 years ago almost at this point that it was good times. There's been a lot of bad times in between then and now. So,
well, she's here to put a stop to it, according to her.
Believe what you want on that one. I'll leave that one alone.
Well, I'm not a supporter one way or the other. I'm completely apolitical. But that's, you know, she's not going to say She's going to say, good times, coming back. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Wasn't that the thing? 312-981-7200 to add your thoughts. Worst list plus favorite movies. Two tickets for Classic Cinemas is in the works for you. If you do, it's Dane Neal in for Nick DiGilio through on 720 WGN. WGN. It is the Nick DiGilio Show. Dane Neal in until 5 a.m. We've got Dino Tiberi to my right, Sean in the booth. And what instrument was that that was making that?
I'm not sure, but I like the beat of that bumper right there.
The beat of the bumper.
Beat of the bumper, that's right.
People are adding their thoughts to our worst list of 2015. It's kind of a customized list. We've got the list from GQ, the worst people of 2015, and so we're going through some of those. People are adding their thoughts on those. They're also adding their own people. We've got a number of people, everybody from the Duggars to Donald Trump to the president to the Rita Cromwell from Dixon. You know, everybody seemed to sort of deserve it. Meghan Trainor was on the list. I don't really understand that. And then some athletes that, you know, that maybe they're not as successful on the field, but I don't know, worst people of 2015.
Well, they're very opinionated, that list. We had a couple of people on there that have had their troubles. There's no question about it this year.
The World Monetary Fund is also 219 added World Monetary Fund. So now instead of just an individual, it can be an entire
funding
global pile of money, I guess, the monetary. I know there's a guy that was there that was kind of hanging out and being a bad guy, I guess. Maybe that's it, or maybe just what they're doing is bad. Also, Lamar Odom, right, on the other scale, from big world and then a monetary fund, a pile of money and economic decisions, to just a guy who
left a pile of money,
passed out at the Bunny Ranch or something. Right.
Yeah, when it was unconscious and all kinds of trouble after that. And Khloe Kardashian came back to his rescue. And right now I think he's still trying to, still trying to piece everything together at this point. What a crazy story that was.
Yeah, is there a moral to the story? I mean, I guess it would be like don't
go to the Bunny Ranch. Might be one of them. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it was the Bunny Ranch. I think it was a different place, the Love Ranch. Or...
Oh, I think it's affiliated with all of it. But
if it feels like it's the
Bunny
one
Ranch
of those places, maybe that's where
I believe it's the guy who owned the Bunny Ranch owned that place too.
Oh, well, that's what you do. You diversify.
Well, of course, you don't want to make it simple. You have to make
multiple
it more
locations.
That's right.
So here's another guy that's in there, and I guess he kind of loosely fits into the world of sports, but also in the world of just general corruption, is Sepp Blatter, who is he's the guy running
Foles
FIFA.
Brother, Sepp Blatter?
No. He runs FIFA, right?
He had a lot of FaceTime this past year.
Yeah, not the kind he wanted.
Exactly.
And apparently, to catch the listeners up on that, so FIFA World Cup, it's soccer, you've heard about it, it's a popular sport, moms, minivans, and millions of people around the world, it's the main sport, it's bigger than it ever has been here in the United States. But FIFA, the World Cup, it's the Super Bowl of soccer, right?
That's correct.
And apparently they had the people within the organization, since this is a thing that moves from country to country to country, kind of like the Olympics, is that they were going to different countries and getting paid. Like, hey, do you want to have some World Cup? And then they were like, well, it's going to cost you.
Yep.
And I guess Sepp Blatter. It was just a terrible name. He should have come up with a nickname. ASB.
Full.
Right.
I'm going to keep working that one. All right.
Urine bag. Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, I thought there was a comedian that protested that guy. There was some, I think I remember seeing a clip with that. I'm not totally sure about it.
Well, who wouldn't?
I mean,
it's a funny name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anytime you can bring a funny name into it.
Yep.
David Cameron. The British Prime Minister, also one of the worst people. He seems relatively agreeable. But so none of this, not all of this is what I should say, makes complete sense. Cameron Crowe. So because Aloha was the biggest flop of the year. We're going to get to movies in just a second. Not a second, maybe a minute or two. But Cameron Crowe, Aloha, not on the most pirated movies.
No. Nope.
No one's bothering to pirate that movie.
No one's really worried about Aloha, and because it means goodbye.
It means both. Well, I saw it, and I saw it recently, and so I can add my thoughts on it. You've got a Bradley Cooper, right? Who's, you know,
he's been in a lot of great films.
General leading man type. You've got I think Emma Stone was in it.
Right.
I think that Alec Baldwin was in it as a disgruntled general. And it was
good casting, bad movie.
Yeah, decent. Well, there's some decent stars in it, some beautiful scenery. I mean, it's in Hawaii. Hawaii's
sure.
a nice place.
What's not to like about that?
Other than that, yeah, I guess cinematic reasons why it wasn't the...
So no one went and watched it.
No one watched it. Then our final person, who was also included by some of the listeners, and of course you can still do that, 312-981-7200, Kim Davis. Who was the she was the clerk in Kentucky that seemed to really, here's what I had an issue with. I mean, it's I guess you know, people can have their own you know, their thoughts and their beliefs and what it is that they believe in. No one should, you know, think one way or the other about that. Everybody's entitled to all of those things, but it seems like she really enjoyed the whole spotlight where she was there with Mike Huckabee, you know, staying strong and,
yeah,
you know,
staying strong, get my job back, then still refuse to sign anything with their name on it. I think she, you know, she probably should have taken the high road and just got out of there and not caused all the trouble that she did.
I thought you were going to say hubbub. I was in my mind. It was
well, hubbub, very underrated word. I'm going to have to get that one back in the vernacular for myself.
So in the top two, Cameron Crowe with Aloha. I don't know if that's worthy of.
Nah, I don't think he should be number two. Is that where it was on a list?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, it's a movie.
Yeah.
he's pretty far down on the list when it compares to some of those other people.
Jared Fogel.
Yeah. How is he not pushed all the way into the top five?
So I guess you can't put too much into the list. It's subjective. You know, Meghan Trainor.
Well, sure. Well, the names are right, it's just the order might be wrong for some of them. To
makes
me,
sense.
I mean, not all of them should be in there. Some of them should be moved up higher on the list. Some of them shouldn't be in there at all.
Larry from Aurora,
my uncle.
Yeah. Now, was he a big movie buff?
You know, he was. He liked movies. He watched a lot of older movies, if I remember right. He was a huge sports fan, though. He had Blackhawk. He was a Blackhawk season ticket holder back in the day, back in the heyday with Bobby Hull back in the 70s. I remember going to a few of the games with him and my dad, and they had rituals. He used to really get into the he liked the Boston Bruins, too, which was a real odd. He had tickets for the Blackhawks, but yet he loved the Bruins. And so,
the original six.
Yeah, it was just too, you know, and he really got into the games when he would go. And he was a huge Cub fan, loved the Cubs. We'd talk about the Cubs all the time. So that's why I was, you know, when I would do the, you know, when Harry would be channeled into in our discussions, when he was, obviously we didn't need to channel him in then because he was still alive. But, you know, way back when, you know, we used to talk about Cubs all the time. He loved it.
Well, when it comes to movies, some of the best, or at least our favorite movies of all times, are sports related. Movies. Who could forget The Magic of the Hoosiers? Right.
Oh, you know, that was an awesome movie. One of my all time favorites in the sports movies.
Yeah. You know, The Natural. You know, it's like Major League 1 and 2.
Major League 3. No.
Well, what
Bob Uecker collecting a check? I don't.
So, those were. I mean, there are some movies. I don't know if there's any sports movies.
In the downloaded list?
On this list. So here's where we're going to get into. One more as far as the list for the bad list. Martin S. that bought the drug company and raised the price of the AIDS drug 5,000%. He was already on the list, so definitely 847.
Good call there.
People agree with you. Okay, so on the movies. Now, these are the top 10 pirated movies of 2015, which I think is a testament to their popularity. I mean, no one is going to, you know, steal something that isn't valuable, even from an entertainment standpoint. So let's go, like, 14, Inside Out. Did you see Inside Out?
I did not. I did not see that movie at all.
I can't remember if that's the kids' one, where it's, like, the different emotions are in there.
I think you're right about that. I'm trying to think who was in that. There was a comedian in that movie that was one of the people.
Surprised that a lot of these, there are quite a few animated films. You know, back when an animated film just could never hold itself as one of those top shows. I think Toy Story, obviously, was one of those first ones. Like, wow, this can be a real hit.
Yeah.
Just some voiceovers from some of your favorite actors. So Inside Out 2015, that's got to be just either it's kids doing it.
I think it is. I want to say that that's exactly what that is.
And then you've got the Minions. Now, the Minions.
Was animated.
Despicable Me is where you first saw the Minions, you know, with Groot, which was Steve Carell's voice. We did pretty good, you know. Yep. I absolutely love that movie. And I love what they're doing with some of the kids' movies where you've got, it's got all the things that you love, you know, from a kid, perspective. But then you've also got enough, you know, enough little jokes and kind of one-liners that make it fun for the parents too. So it
sure.
is, yeah,
everybody can enjoy it that way.
What's that?
So, everybody can enjoy the movies when the parents and the kids are involved. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. So Minions are one of those, and we just watched Minions. We did not pirate it. It came out on video, and our brother-in-law dropped it off, and so we watched it like four times in a row. Minions.
Minions.
Get out there and see it.
Yeah, that's right.
San Andreas. Now, is that the one? Is that The Rock?
That was The Rock, yep. That was The Rock. I really need to get to watch some more movies. I'm sure Nick would be going, why are these two talking about movies? You haven't seen any of them.
Well, but we know that the list.
I know what they are.
If you've seen the trailer,
yeah,
a lot of times
that's probably all you need to see.
Well, Dina, speak for yourself, too, because I've seen both Inside Out and the Minions four times.
Good for you. That's terrific.
I saw the trailer, and that's probably all most people saw. Well, no, I guess they're stealing it. San Andreas, so The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock. So he's got that draw. There's no question about it.
From a genre perspective, anytime you can have, you know, the apocalypse or destruction of the world, that's always going to be great entertainment.
Yep, no question about it.
Now, Sean, do you have any thoughts on this? I know you've got kids, too. Do you see any of these movies or some of the kids' movies, or do you like a good, let's blow up San Francisco?
My favorite movie of all time is Lion King, so...
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Animated.
So I love animated films.
Classic.
That's a great movie right there.
Yeah, my daughter loves The Frozen, but I've yet to see it.
Me neither. I've never seen that one.
I don't know how
I missed it.
Yeah, someone with kids, that's one hard to miss.
I think that was one where I had to work, probably.
Oh, that makes sense.
And my wife.
Every day for the last 2 years.
No, once I missed it.
You're going back to work again.
I never checked it out, and I just think the whole buzz around it, I kept saying I'll watch it eventually, and I still haven't watched it.
No, no, bless you, Sean. As long as you can resist, you could be that kind of beacon of hope, because, you know, I think that there's something to it, that there's a subliminal. I used to, and this is along the same lines, I used to really think that McDonald's had built some kind of amnesia drug into their food because, you know, I would always feel kind of, like, why did I do that? And then
after the fact.
But then the next time, I'd be like, hey, this seems like a good idea. Whereas it doesn't work. If I go to Mickey's, you know, beef or something, and if it's not good, I'm not going back.
Right.
But McDonald's, yeah.
Might be the advertising getting you there, Dane.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Yep, okay.
Yeah, right.
So
Let It Go. Oh, wait, that was a Frozen reference.
So there. Focus. I don't even know what that movie is.
Focus was the movie with Will Smith, right? And the young lady?
I believe so. You're catching me off guard.
They were running a scam.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I think you're right about that.
Good. Well, Will Smith, always a great box office draw. And
it
also
was one of his... it was okay.
Is that what the Pirates thought? They put him at...
No, they like stealing that one.
Because he's got a lot of fans. Okay, The Secret Service in 2014 is when it came out, but more people stole it in 2015. The Secret Service.
What?
I'm familiar with that. It wasn't the Clint Eastwood movie. I feel so stupid. All right, so Terminator Genesis. Arnold Schwarzenegger came back, and although he's a robot from another planet or the future, he's still getting older.
Yep. And he couldn't prevent the movie from being stolen millions of times.
50 Shades of Grey. So many, probably ladies, right, predominantly are the ones buying this.
Sean,
do you have a copy of 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
Join the club.
Yeah, I don't have one. Dino doesn't have one. But somebody does, and then the movie was very popular as well. And then American Sniper.
I saw that one actually on an Xbox before it was so.
Dino's like, I must admit.
I didn't download it myself. Someone else did, but we didn't see it on cable or at the movie. I'm probably one of those, whatever million that is.
He actually pirated one of the movies.
All right, I better not be going out in public anymore.
Larry from Aurora would be proud. You participated.
Well, he's not innocent in that all either. He had a couple back in the day where he had some bootlegged versions. 312-981-7200.
Add your thoughts. If you've ever bootlegged a movie, go ahead and share that. Everybody who participates in the program today, enter to win two tickets to Classic Cinemas. It's Dane Neal in for Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.